This was a very whistle-stop tour through the first part of the passage. And all these bits of the recipe that Paul speaks about, of love, of Christian love. Us standing here and sitting here thinking, well, this is a high ideal, this is so much. I'm not really good at this. And there are all these bits and pieces, some I'm good at, some I'm not good at. But Paul doesn't stop. If we think we're struggling with this, Paul goes even further. Love for our enemies. Love for those who do us bad, those who are evil, even. How do we respond to those who persecute us, to those who are evil? Probably still have in our minds the riots of a few weeks ago, the mindless violence, the thuggery ending in millions of pounds worth of damage, injury to many people, police and civilians, and three people's lives being lost. And some of the reactions to this from the members of the public speak of vengeance, vigilantes, looking for revenge, looking for personal justice, for retribution, for all those sorts of things. It's become natural for people to feel like that. But our reading today makes it very clear that retaliation and revenge are forbidden to those who would follow Christ. The model of Jesus who never hit back. And in spite of our inborn tendency for retribution from a child's tit for tat to an adult's more sophisticated determination to get even with an opponent. I was watching the Formula One yesterday, and in the qualifying, and someone sort of took over Lewis Hamilton, and Lewis Hamilton took over him. He nudged him a bit, and when the qualifying was ending, that driver came up to the side of Lewis Hamilton and gave him a little nudge, just to say, "I remember that," just to get him back. But Paul says we should not do that. Road rage is something that's prevalent in our streets now. But he calls us to imitate him. And of course we know there is a place for punishment. It's in the law courts. We've read in the papers the number of rioters being processed, being charged, being sentenced through our legal system. And Paul addresses that in the next chapter. But in our personal conduct, we are called not to try and get our own back. Non-retaliation was a very early feature of the Christian ethical tradition, going back to the words of Jesus and also into the Old Testament wisdom that we shouldn't return evil for evil. But it isn't just a case of do nots. It isn't a case of you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't retaliate, you shouldn't seek revenge. It isn't just negative. It says not curse, but it also says but bless. It says don't retaliate, but do what is right and live in peace. It says no revenge, but leave to God and serve our enemies. It says not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. In verse 19, when he says this, "Do not take revenge, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' says the Lord." Deuteronomy 32:35. This word avenge, meaning punishment, refers to God's judgment. Jesus said himself that the Son of Man will reward each person according to what he has done. It is God's prerogative. And Paul shows us the two activities which we are prohibited to do, retaliation and punishment, are now said to belong to God. The reason the repayment of judging of evil is forbidden to us is not because it's wrong in itself, but that it's God's arena to do, not ours. We have a legal system built on that, seeking that we should not go out for personal justice, That's fine. We could just about